people don't see are the early mornings, the late nights, the lonely hours, the times of doubt, the times when you wonder if any of it is working. All that is invisible. All they see is the moment it finally pops above the surface. But for years, maybe decades, the work was compounding quietly, out of sight. I remember the first time someone asked about a friend of mine who'd built a great business. They said, "Jim, did you see what he did last year? Exploded out of nowhere." But I smiled and thought to myself, no, it didn't happen last year. It started years ago with a decision. Then came a plan. Then came the long hours and the learning curve and all those times he could have quit. Last year was just the year it became too obvious to ignore. See, people admire the finish line but ignore the starting blocks. They want to celebrate the sprinter as he breaks the tape, but they don't ask how many laps he ran before the crowd ever showed up. It's easy to envy someone's harvest when you never saw them sweating in the fields, planting seeds when there was nothing but bare earth and a bit of hope. Why is it so easy to fall for this illusion? Because in this world, the spotlight finds you late. Success doesn't send out invitations for the hard years. There are no cheering fans when you're practicing in the dark. The crowd only gathers when the lights come on and the results finally speak for themselves. Let me ask, have you ever worked quietly day after day, wondering if anyone noticed? Have you ever planted seeds in your life? Maybe in business, maybe in your health, maybe with your family, and felt like nothing was happening. You look at others and it seems like they're sprinting past you. You start to ask, am I doing something wrong? Should it be happening faster? I'll tell you this, success takes its time and it hides for a reason. If it came quick, you'd never grow strong enough to keep it. If it showed up on day one, you'd never appreciate what it really costs. The world loves to talk about fast growth, overnight riches, quick transformations, instant breakthroughs. But real success is slow. It's methodical. It's earned in silence while nobody's watching. That's the illusion I want to shatter right here at the beginning. There's no such thing as fast growth, only fast results that come after slow, steady growth. So don't envy the result until you've understood the runway. Don't let someone else's finish line become your starting line. Stay focused on your own journey. Today, I want to take you behind the scenes, past the flash and the headlines, into the real story of how success unfolds. Because when you understand how the long game works, you never get fooled by the surface again. You start to appreciate the quiet years, the patient seasons, the value of giving it time. If you've ever been discouraged by slow progress, remember, people may admire what you build, but only you will know the price. Only you will understand the runway. And here's what you learn. Once you've walked that runway for a while, every lasting success is shaped by the law of gradual gain. Progress is a funny thing. It starts invisible. In the early days, you can't measure it. You can't weigh it. You can barely feel it. But just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening. Think about planting a tree. For the first season, you might look at that little stick in the ground and wonder if it's even alive. You water it, take care of it, check on it every morning. Nothing much changes. Someone walks by, shrugs, and says, "That's it?" But here's what's happening beneath the surface. Roots are spreading, deepening, anchoring the tree. Strength is building underground before anything breaks the soil. That's how it works with your habits, your skills, your business, your relationships, almost everything of value. In the beginning, the gain is slow. So slow, in fact, most people give up before they get to see it. They want every day to pay off right now. But the law says, keep showing up. Keep stacking those small wins, one on top of the other. When I first started speaking, my audience was sometimes two people. One of them was the janitor. I drove across town for an hour just to give a seminar in someone's living room. At the end, I'd pack up my materials, thank everyone, and drive home, wondering if it made any difference at all. There was no applause, no spotlight, no evidence of progress. But looking back, those were the crucial days. Every talk made me a little better, even if nobody noticed. Every small victory added up, even if the results didn't show up right away. You see, the law of gradual gain says that consistency compounds. One good decision won't change your life, but 1,000 good decisions stacked together, that'll change everything. Success isn't built in a weekend. It's built in the quiet weeks, the long months, the years you think are empty. People often ask, how do you stay motivated when you can't see results? The answer is, you trust the law. You understand that progress is happening, even when it's not obvious. You keep going, knowing that the gain is real, even if it's invisible right now. And here's the secret. One day you wake up and suddenly everyone else can see it too. They'll say, where did that come from? How did you get so good? And you'll know. It came from the days nobody saw. I've watched it happen in every field. The young salesperson who learns the script and makes the calls day after day. Nothing seems to change, but then the phone starts ringing back. The student who studies a little extra each night. No fireworks, no fanfare, but suddenly the grades climb, the doors open. The parent who keeps showing up, keeps teaching, keeps loving, quietly, steadily, until one day the family stands tall. If you're in that season right now where you're doing the work and not seeing the gain, don't lose heart. That's how it's supposed to feel. The roots are growing, the habits are compounding. Progress, by its nature, is patient. It stacks quietly, day by day, until the pile is too big to ignore. You have to believe in gradual gain. You have to get excited about the little wins, the healthy meal, the saved dollar, the extra phone call, the kind word. Celebrate the steps, not just the summit, because the steps are where the gain hides. So today, if you're waiting for visible results, let me remind you, the law is working. Consistency, discipline, and small improvements will deliver. They always do. Give it time, and the gain will show. And if you ever doubt it, just look to nature for a lesson. Life runs in cycles. There are seasons to every worthwhile pursuit, just like there are seasons in nature. And every long-term goal, every big dream, every great achievement passes through three distinct seasons: planting, tending, and harvest. Most people love the idea of harvest. They picture the day when the rewards show up, when the results are finally there for all to see. That's what draws people in, the promise of the payoff. But not many folks sign up for the planting season. Fewer still have the patience to endure the long, uncertain days of tending. Planting is exciting at first. There's hope in the air. You've got the new idea, the fresh energy, the clear vision. You go out, prepare the ground, sow the seeds. That's the season of starting, a season of enthusiasm, optimism, and promise. But here's the secret. The planting season is short compared to the next one. The tending season, that's where character is built. It's when you wake up day after day and do the work, even though there's nothing to show for it yet. It's watering the ground, pulling weeds, protecting your crop from the storm. It's the late nights, the early mornings, the hours spent wondering if it's worth it. You start asking, when will I see results? How much longer is this going to take? That's when the temptation to quit is strongest. I remember starting out full of ideas, notebooks packed with plans. For a while, everything felt fresh and exciting. Then reality set in. The audience didn't grow overnight. The books didn't write themselves. The business didn't suddenly take off. I had to tend day after day with no crowd, no applause, and sometimes no clear sign I was moving forward. That's when most people check out. They abandon their dreams during the tending season, right when growth is happening beneath the surface. But if you can hold on, if you can be patient when nothing visible is happening, you start to discover something. The roots are getting deeper. Your skills are sharpening. Your resolve is hardening. That's what the tending season is for. It's there to test you, to ask if you really mean it, to see if you're willing to pay the price for the promise you planted. And then one day harvest comes. It doesn't announce itself with trumpets or parades. It just shows up. Suddenly, the field is green. The fruit is hanging heavy on the branches. You look back and realize it was all worth it. But the truth is, the harvest only comes to those who didn't quit in the tending season. That's where most of the work is done. If you're in a season right now where it feels like all you do is tend, where you're pouring in effort and seeing little return, hold steady. That's the nature of the long game. You have to outlast the boredom, the doubt, the fatigue. Keep watering, keep weeding, keep protecting what you planted. The harvest will come in its own time. I meet so many people who ask, "Jim, when will it be my time?" And I always say, stay faithful in the season you're in. Don't dig up your seed just because you can't see the sprout. Don't abandon your field just because the fruit hasn't appeared. Every season matters, and the most important work is done when nobody's watching, when it feels like nothing's moving. That's how the seasons of effort work. Plant with hope, tend with patience, and when the harvest comes, you'll be glad you didn't quit halfway through. But let's set something straight about patience, because it's so often misunderstood. Patience is not the same as doing nothing. Waiting doesn't mean you sit back, fold your arms, and hope the wind blows something good your way. Patience, real patience, is active. It's the art of staying engaged, staying sharp, and using the waiting period to get better, get wiser, and get ready. Some people think, well, if it takes time, maybe I just need to stand around and let it happen. That's passivity, not patience. The right kind of waiting is full of work, quiet work, behind the scenes, refining the plan, reviewing the progress, making little adjustments. If you're truly patient, you're always looking for ways to get just a little bit better every day. I remember in my early years, there were stretches of time when nothing much seemed to be moving. I could have said, "That's it, Jim. Just wait it out. See what happens." But I learned that real patience means asking, "What can I improve while I wait? How can I sharpen my skills, polish my message, deepen my understanding?" That kind of waiting is never wasted. Think of the farmer in the tending season. He doesn't just plant and walk away. He inspects the soil, pulls the weeds, checks for pests, repairs the fence. He studies the weather, talks to other farmers, learns something new every season. That's the difference between patience and passivity. One is full of effort. The other is empty of action. When you're building something that takes years, there will always be gaps, spaces between what you want and what you have, between the effort you give and the results you see. How you use those gaps makes all the difference. You can fill them with learning, with practice, with self-examination, or you can fill them with distraction, complaint, or simply doing nothing. I've met people who say, "Jim, I'm just waiting for my break." And I always want to ask, what are you doing while you wait? Are you preparing yourself so you're ready when the break comes? Or are you just hoping luck will find you? Opportunity doesn't respond well to neglect. It likes to meet you when you're alert, practiced, and ready. If you're in a long season of waiting, maybe waiting for your business to take off, or your skills to pay off, or your relationships to blossom, don't go passive. Use this time. Ask yourself what you can polish, what you can strengthen, what you can try that you've never tried before. Review your habits, refine your strategy, read new books, meet new people, learn from every little setback. Patience is a virtue, but only when it's put to work. The patient person is always busy. Busy with growth, busy with preparation, busy with making sure that when the moment comes, it finds you ready. That's the kind of waiting that leads to success. If you feel restless, that's good. Channel it into action. Turn impatience into preparation. And when the results finally come, you'll realize it was the quality of your waiting, the work you put in during the quiet seasons that made all the difference. So remember, waiting isn't idle. Patience doesn't mean pause. It means progress, quiet and steady, even when the world isn't watching. And here's what you discover over the years. Every bit of steady, disciplined effort leaves a mark. I call this the discipline dividend, the unseen value that discipline creates over time. Discipline is a funny thing. It doesn't always pay you today, but it always pays you eventually. And not just in results. Discipline adds something deeper to your character, your skill, your reputation, and your opportunity. Most people think discipline is just about keeping promises to yourself or showing up even when you don't feel like it. And it is. But there's more. Every time you act with discipline, you're casting a vote for the kind of person you're becoming. You're building an internal bank account that compounds over the years. I remember when I first set out to change my habits. At the start, the reward was so small, I could hardly see it. Get up a little earlier, eat a little better, save a little more, read a few extra pages. Not much seemed to change, at least not right away. But over time, I noticed something. Discipline started showing up in places I didn't expect. I became a little more reliable, a little more respected, a little more confident. People started to say, "Jim, you're different. What happened?" The answer was simple. Discipline happened. Here's what most folks don't realize. Each act of discipline carries invisible value. When you keep your word, even when nobody is watching, you add a brick to your character. When you finish what you start, you sharpen your skill. When you show up prepared, opportunity has a way of finding you. One day, people start talking about your reputation. They call you trustworthy, consistent, dependable. They wonder how you got there. But it was built brick by brick out of disciplined decisions. Discipline is the seed, and over time, it blooms into visible results. Income, yes. Opportunity, yes. But more than that, it creates a legacy, a sense of who you are and what you stand for. And that's the real dividend. The more you practice discipline, the more it shows up as trust, as influence, as a name people want to work with. People sometimes ask, is it really worth it? All these little choices, all this effort, does it really matter? And the answer is, it matters more than you think, because the world is quietly watching. It may not clap for every effort, but it remembers. It takes note of the person who's disciplined enough to do what's right, not just what's easy. Every act of discipline is like laying a stone in the foundation of your life. It might not seem like much at first, but keep at it for months, for years, and soon you're standing on solid ground. Opportunities come your way, not because you were lucky, but because you were ready. Your income rises, not because you stumbled onto something, but because you became the kind of person who could handle more. That's the dividend, unseen at first, but unstoppable once it starts to pay out. Discipline doesn't just change your results. It changes your identity. It changes what you expect from yourself and what the world comes to expect from you. If you want to reap the greatest rewards, don't chase quick returns. Chase discipline. Do the small necessary things. Build the habits that nobody applauds. And trust that every act, no matter how minor, is adding value to your future in ways you can't always measure. The long game belongs to the discipline. They collect the dividends that come from years of steady effort. Reputation, trust, income, opportunity, and most importantly, the satisfaction of knowing you became the person you set out to be. Now, there's one more truth that ties it all together. The time exchange principle. If you want something of real value, there's always a price tag attached, and that price is time. In every pursuit worth having, mastery demands a fair exchange. You give it your hours, your focus, your energy, and in return, it shapes you, polishes you, turns you into someone capable of holding on to what you earn. Shortcuts tempt us. There's always someone selling a shortcut, promising a faster route, an easier answer. But shortcuts never come free. They cost you the one thing you can't get back: depth. You see, you can borrow money, you can borrow advice, but you can't borrow mastery. There's no way to leapfrog the hours required. If you try to cut the line, you end up robbing yourself of the very thing that makes greatness possible. I've watched it in business, in relationships, in every corner of life. People want to skip the slow parts, so they rush ahead. They skip the basics. They rush the training. They overlook the groundwork. But when the test comes, when adversity shows up or opportunity knocks, they realize they're not ready. There's no substitute for time invested. That's what makes the long game so valuable. It prepares you quietly, thoroughly, one day at a time. Think about learning a craft, playing an instrument, building a business, raising a family. The greatest strengths are earned during the long, quiet seasons. You don't become a master in a weekend seminar. Just like you don't build trust in a single conversation. It takes repetition, reflection, correction. You make mistakes, you fix them, you repeat the process, and slowly, ability grows. If you ask the world for quick results, it might hand you something flashy, but it won't last. The roots will be shallow. But if you ask the world for something that endures, something you can be proud of, the price is time. It's measured in mornings of practice, evenings of study, years of steady improvement. I remember being in rooms with people who had achieved so much, and I realized they all paid the price. No one had a free pass. They showed up year after year, sometimes feeling like nothing was moving, but trusting the process. They gave time its due. And that's why when things finally broke through, they could hold on to success instead of losing it as quickly as it came. It's easy to get impatient. We live in a world that moves fast. But the best things in life don't come through speed. They come through depth, through a process that can't be rushed. Every day you put in, every day you resist the urge to take a shortcut, adds to your store of wisdom and experience. And that's what separates the amateur from the master. The time exchange principle is simple. For everything you want, there's a time investment you can't skip. If you pay it, you get more than you imagined. If you dodge it, you lose the chance for something truly lasting. So, honor the time it takes. Let it teach you, shape you, and prepare you for what's coming. When the temptation to rush appears, remind yourself that time is never wasted if it's spent learning, practicing, refining. The long game rewards those who invest, not those who try to bargain. Give time its due, and time will reward you back with mastery, with depth, with a legacy that stands. And there's something else time teaches you: the importance of waiting for the right payoff and keeping your emotions steady while you do. It's not always easy. It's tempting to grab at quick results, to let frustration take over when progress feels slow. But the real difference shows up in how you handle those urges, the decision to hold back, to keep steady, to trust your process instead of chasing every shortcut. That's where staying power comes from. Almost every worthwhile achievement in life asks you to put off a little pleasure today, so you can enjoy a bigger reward tomorrow. But most people aren't trained for that. We live in a world that says, why wait? The urge for something now is strong, the quick purchase, the easy thrill, the shortcut. But the long game is played by those who know how to wait for something better. Let me tell you, temptation isn't just about money or things. It's about emotions. There are days when you want to quit, days when doubt creeps in, days when you think, I deserve a break, I've done enough. But the true professionals, the ones who go the distance, learn to manage those urges. They learn not to let emotions run the show. I remember times when the promise of a small win right now was almost too much to pass up. Maybe skip the work for an evening, splurge on something unnecessary, let an important habit slide just this once. That little voice says it won't matter, but it always matters. Because every time you give in, you're trading your future for your feelings. Think about it. Every goal worth having sits on the far side of a series of temptations. Each day you're asked, will you stick to your plan or will you give in to the mood of the moment? Will you trust the process or will you abandon it for something quick and easy? The answer you give over and over builds your future. Emotional control doesn't mean you never feel doubt or frustration. It means you don't let those feelings make your decisions. You can acknowledge them, you can learn from them, but you don't surrender to them. Instead, you hold to your vision. You remind yourself what's at stake, and you keep moving, one steady step at a time. The art of delayed gratification is choosing what you want most over what you want now. It's saving instead of spending, practicing instead of playing, saying no to what's convenient so you can say yes to what's essential. It's a form of self-respect, believing that your future is worth protecting, even when no one else is looking. Over the years, I've met many talented people who never reached their potential, not because they lacked ability, but because they lacked patience with themselves and with the process. They let emotion sabotage their dreams. But those who learn to wait, those who learn to discipline their desires, become almost unstoppable. So today, if you find yourself tempted to settle for something quick and easy, pause, take a breath. Remind yourself that you're playing a longer game. Every moment you resist the urge, you're building strength. Every day you hold out for something better, you're investing in your future. That's how the professionals do it. That's how greatness is built. Trust the process, manage the emotions, and let the reward come in its own time. That's the secret to playing the long game well. But here's where it gets tough: sticking with the process when nothing's showing up yet. That's one of the hardest parts of the long game. Most people don't fall short because their plan is wrong or their vision isn't clear. They fall short because they get tired, they get bored, they start looking for faster paths, thinking maybe there's an easier way. I'll tell you, The secret to the long game isn't just hard work. It's recommitting every single day. Not just when you're feeling inspired, not just when things are going well, but when progress is invisible, when the routine feels dull, when doubt sneaks in and whispers, maybe this isn't working. That's the moment where the future is decided. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to start something? Everyone's excited at the beginning. A new project, a new habit, a new relationship. There's energy in the air, momentum in your step, but the world doesn't reward those who start. It rewards those who finish. And finishing is always a matter of faithfulness, showing up and doing the work even when excitement is gone. In my own journey, there were stretches when I questioned whether any of it would pay off. I saw others get results faster. I watched as some gave up and chose something easier, but I kept coming back to the basics. Make the calls, read the books, practice the presentation. Stay humble, stay hungry, stay willing to do the things nobody else wanted to do. Over time, that faithfulness became my greatest asset. Let's be honest. There will be days when you just don't feel like it. The routine grinds you down. The results lag behind the effort. But the process isn't asking for your feelings. It's asking for your commitment. The process wants to know, will you keep showing up, even when nobody is watching? Will you stick with the plan, even when there's no proof yet that it's working? You see, boredom and doubt are two of the biggest thieves of success. They sneak in when things are quiet. If you listen to them, you'll start looking for shortcuts or distractions. But if you outlast them, if you refuse to let boredom decide for you, you find something better on the other side, momentum. Because momentum only belongs to those who keep moving. Here's a strategy I learned. When you feel the urge to quit or drift, recommit out loud if you have to. Remind yourself what you're building, why you started, who's counting on you. Break the big goals into smaller pieces. Celebrate little wins. Find ways to renew your energy, whether it's reading a new book, listening to a mentor, or just taking a walk and clearing your mind. Don't wait for motivation to show up. Build routines that carry you when motivation is nowhere to be found. Stack your habits so they support each other. Put reminders in your environment. Surround yourself with people who believe in the long game too. Faithfulness to the process is what brings results in the end. It's what turns invisible progress into visible success. And the truth is, the more days you string together, the easier it gets to keep going. Each day builds on the last, until one day you look back and realize, I've come too far to quit now. If you're in a season where the results are slow, don't despair. Stay faithful to the process. Outlast the boredom. Outlast the doubt. If you do, you'll be there to collect the reward when it finally arrives. And then, almost out of nowhere, comes that moment when it all works. After the years of effort, the early mornings, the quiet discipline, suddenly the harvest shows up. To everyone else, it looks like you turn the corner overnight. But if you've been living it, you know better. You know it's been a long time coming, and there's nothing sudden about it. It's a strange feeling, that first real breakthrough. One day you wake up, and suddenly everything you've been working toward is in motion. The calls are returned, the deals are closing, the doors are opening. People start saying, "You're so lucky. How did you do it? What changed?" But you remember every slow season, every seed planted in hope, every moment when quitting seemed easier than continuing. That's how it works. The results are delayed, but the arrival feels instant. Years of work get compressed into a single moment of recognition, a single leap in progress. The world rushes in to celebrate the visible success. Never, noticing the years that went into building the foundation. I've seen this with young entrepreneurs, with salespeople, with anyone who set out to change their life. For months, for years, it felt like nothing was moving. Then, almost overnight, everything shifted. But if you look closer, you'd see it wasn't luck or sudden genius. It was the payoff for staying faithful when nobody was watching. I remember receiving invitations to speak on bigger stages, to be part of bigger conversations. People would say, "Jim, you just appeared out of nowhere." But I always thought to myself, if only you knew the years of travel, the small rooms, the endless practice. If only you saw the early mornings and late nights, the world only sees the finish, but you remember the whole race. Success is a delayed but guaranteed return on steady effort. That's the trade. For years, you get almost nothing except growth, character, and experience. Then, in a season that nobody can predict, the harvest comes. It might be a financial breakthrough. It might be a surge in influence and recognition and opportunity. But it always feels fast because the buildup was so slow. And here's the lesson. If you stick with it, if you refuse to give up during the quiet years, you give yourself a chance to collect the return when it finally arrives. Most people never get there. They quit in the middle. Or they chase something new every time progress feels slow. But those who stay, the ones who outlast the invisible seasons, get to experience what looks like sudden success, even though they know it was never sudden at all. So if you're still in the grind, still waiting for your moment, hold on. The harvest doesn't come to those who need it fastest. It comes to those who stayed the longest. When your moment arrives, let it remind you of every silent victory, every act of discipline that seemed to go unnoticed. And when people come to you asking how you did it, tell them the truth. It wasn't a secret. It was steady effort, day after day, year after year, trusting the process, believing that the long game always pays. Just not on your schedule. Remember, the only people surprised by the harvest are the ones who weren't there for the planting and the tending. You won't be surprised. You'll know, deep down, you earned every bit of it. And when you look back, you start to see what really matters most, the mindset behind it all, the one that makes the long game not just possible, but inevitable. It's about trading the quick win for real progress that lasts. It's knowing that anything built fast rarely lasts, but anything built right pays you over and over. Patience, faithfulness, discipline, respect for time. These are the things that hold it all together. Too many people are caught up in the illusion of speed. They want it now. They want it yesterday. They measure themselves by someone else's finish line. But the long game isn't measured in days or months. It's measured in growth and character and the cumulative effect of consistent action. Those who adopt this mindset know that what matters is not how fast you start, but how long you last. I've watched countless people chase quick wins, thinking they could shortcut the process. Some got a momentary surge, a flash of attention, maybe a temporary financial gain, but without foundation, it crumbled. The long game mindset, on the other hand, focuses on laying a strong foundation. Habits, discipline, emotional control, patience, consistency. Build these things, and the world eventually has no choice but to notice. The long game mindset also understands setbacks aren't failures. They're part of the process. You don't abandon the field because of a few dry seasons. You adjust, you learn, you recommit. Every disappointment becomes a lesson, every delay a teacher. You don't let frustration steal your momentum. Instead, you turn it into fuel. That's what separates those who succeed in a big way from those who only dream about it. Another part of this mindset is respect for the invisible work. You don't need applause for every small effort. You don't need instant recognition for every good choice. You trust the compounding effect of good habits, thoughtful planning, disciplined action. You understand that each day adds a little more to your future. And in the end, that's what delivers results that last. Let's not forget the emotional aspect. The long game mindset requires emotional resilience, the ability to delay gratification, to resist the allure of shortcuts, to control impulses, and act on principle. It's about choosing what you want most over what you want right now. And when you do that consistently, the world eventually bends in your favor. Here's the final truth. The long game is not just a strategy, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of seeing life as a series of seasons, a series of compounding efforts, a journey where growth precedes reward. And once you internalize that, you stop chasing fleeting wins and start building something that endures. You stop measuring yourself by others' timelines and start measuring yourself by the progress you make every day, every year. So as you leave here today, remember this. Quick wins are tempting, but they rarely last. Slow, steady, faithful effort builds results that survive time, trials, and change. Plant carefully, tend patiently, be disciplined, respect the time required, trust the process, and above all, adopt the long game mindset. Because that's the mindset that wins life, builds character, and creates success that stands forever. The long game always rewards those who play it well. The payoff isn't just the harvest, it's who you become along the way. And that, my friends, is the true meaning of success.